So hi, when we go to this podcast, I'm Shane.
I'm Glory.
And we're here with...
I'm John Robert.
And we're some questions to say about his upcoming EP, Garden Snake. So congrats on that. By the way, how do you feel about the response, the announcement so far?
I feel pretty good. Just had a little video, have a moment, like 2 days ago. So that was validating, at least, you know? But yeah, I don't know. All in all, pretty stoked.
Pretty good time for a video to have a moment, because the EP comes out tonight. At the time of recording, it'll be out when this comes out. So
yeah,
you really can't plan for things like that. It's weird being in music. Sometimes it's nothing and then everything all at once. Yeah, I don't know. It's a blessing.
Hell yeah. Well, EP is super cool, especially what was it, the lead single, Sweet Child? That song, yeah, man. Dude. There's something about it.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Hell yeah. So is there any meaning behind the EP title or cover art?
It started as like this little passion project, and I was working on this whole other album that was a little bit heavier. And then as far as like Garden Snake, I think it's important for if you just like kind of like similar to tattoos, where it's like not every tattoo needs to have a significant meaning. And after your fifth one, it's like I got like ham tatted on my arm because I love ham. Garden Snake just felt fitting and it felt really cute to me. And I made the artwork before I was able to actually put that project out. I just thought it was just kind of like a pipe dream. And then I had a meeting with the label and they're like, all right, look, your situation has changed. Like, what do you want to pursue? And I was like, oh, I want to make this project. And they, luckily I'm on a label who just said, okay, then go make it. Like, you're free to do whatever you want to make.
That's awesome.
Whatever you want to do. So yeah.
Hell yeah. Love that. So can you tell us a little bit about your writing process for the EP?
Yeah, the writing process for this one, I wasn't really in a good place, and I was kind of going through a depressive episode, and that kind of period where even taking a shower feels like moving a mountain. And so it was like a mixture of that and also learning Ableton. I was very new to it. I was trying to do everything all at once and it felt very defeating. So I kind of hit this point where I was like, oh, let me just like write songs. Like, let's like a return to form. Let me just write songs that I love on guitar, flesh out the structure. And so I had all those tunes in my back pocket. Plus I was writing some of the other ones like Good Days Will Come. And then the writing process felt very emotional and like open heart surgery. And then I was like, okay, for the recording process, I want to record with all my friends, people who I love their musicianship. And also I love being in the same room as them. And I also want to self-produce because I got to start somewhere. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be like complete. And it has to sit well with me. Mm-hmm. And so then I brought all my friends in, Kyle, Julian, and Drew, and a couple other people. And I brought in the tunes with the guitar track. So we, as like a guideline for the form, mm-hmm. Started with drums and then built it up from there. And making sure the drums are locked in. It's hard to record other instruments on top of that, cause then it throws everything else off balance. And it's okay if it drags or rushes a little bit, but you can't be, it still needs to be like pretty clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's kind of how I approached making the project.
Gotcha. So it started out with you like ambitious with like learning Ableton and writing songs all at the same time. And then did you just kind of say, fuck learning the Ableton at this time and just like go back to what I know? Is that kind of what it was, or was it still
No, it was more so like, what do I want to build a foundation in the fundamentals in with Ableton.
Okay.
And if I'm trying to do all this sick, like crazy producer automation stuff, without really understanding what mics to use for what instruments and, just basic like compression EQ, mm-hmm. Having like something that instantaneously sounds incredible. And then all the other plugins and things are more of an adage than, you know, the main course or like
gotcha.
The meats and potatoes of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that kind of really informed my approach.
Okay.
But it was like, all right, am I feasibly going to be able to tour with the band this year? I need to make sure I can play all these songs, like with or without a band. And I love these, and I don't think they're ever going to see the light of day. So if I want them to come out, I should produce them.
Fair enough. Makes sense.
Heard. So what song off this EP took longest to write, and which one is your personal favorite?
What took the longest to write? I would say Good Days Will Come. Good Days Will Come was difficult because I didn't I was in the train of thought of like, oh, if you listen to depressing music, it'll probably influence your thoughts and it probably will continue to make like feed into your depression cycle. But also people write songs that you feel to it and it feels like it breaks you down to a million pieces and glues you back together. You know what I mean? So with Good Days Will Come, I wanted to write something that was like optimistic, but didn't feel like a scholastic poster of like just touch grass and eat your vegetables. When I'm like, no, it's a lot harder than that. And self-love is kind of like self-love is preached, but it's really difficult to internalize. And I was reading this author Pema Chodron at the time, and I wanted to talk more so about like the feeling of like existential dread or like analysis paralysis or being like petrified to make a move because I'm afraid of making the wrong move, and that's what's like keeping me stagnant. And like I've met the friend and the friend is me was a line that Pema Chodron wrote. And I was like, wow, no, I see what you're saying, but I don't know what that looks like for me, and I don't know how to get there. So yeah, Good Days Will Come wrote like a ton of verses, and then everyone was like, this is boring, it's way too long. You gotta like cut up, trim the fat. And so then I just picked my favorites and treated that arrangement. What was so tricky, it's so similar all the time, and so I treated it more like a themes and variation piece. So like we'll start small and we'll like expand out, and then we'll have like this ethereal open verse. That was the hardest one to tackle. I think my personal favorite off the project. I just love playing Come Pick Me Up. It just always feels good. And you know, like when you pick up a guitar and that first thing you play, just to make sure the guitar is good or you like it, that's what that song is to me. So I think Come Pick Me Up is really it. I'm glad I can finally excuse my ego and write like cute songs.
Hell
Because at first
yeah.
I was like, this needs to be like, everyone needs to feel this. And it's like, no, man, so you can write something that's fun. And that's equally as valid as writing about like the most painful experience in your life.
And what was kind of the turning point for you where you were like, I can just write a cute song and it doesn't have to be this deep emotional piece?
I think it was just like everyone after my set was like, are you okay? Are you good? Is everything fine? And I wanted to like still talk about some things and thoughts like I'm wrestling with without making people want to ball up and cry in a corner. I made this little video. I would just like make up songs for like objects in my house, and I made up a song about I had a sweet potato, and I don't keep plants because I know I won't tend to them, and I don't want to kill plant. I don't want to be a plant killer. And so I affectionately had a sweet potato that I just let completely rot, but if you let it sit, it sprouts and it has these leaves. And so I just left it on my porch, and I was like, "That's my guy. That's my plant. That's my kind of plant." And I wrote a song for him. And then I was like, "That felt like really good. Why don't I write songs about things that could be inherently silly?" And also, sometimes it's like a little deeper than you realize when you first write something. But yeah, so I think my sweet potato plant is where that started.
Fuck yeah. I fucking love that.
So for this question, I want you to pick your favorite lyric off the EP and tell us the meaning behind it.
Now I don't mean forever. That was probably my favorite. I wrote Good Days Will Come as like I had all these phrases that I'd say to myself to keep me from, jumping off the edge. And I was like, now I don't mean forever. Like this is all temporary. This is all gonna fade. And sometimes when I either like have a panic attack or feel put a lot of pressure on myself and it feels like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, this like all this too shall pass. Like this will be over, and I want to see what the other side looks like, or what I look like in the future. Because I'm sure you'll be like a cool person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good pick. So would you be able to tell us where your headspace is at while you're creating this EP?
It was a lot of mourning, and a lot of like growing pains, I think, either like relationship wise or, 23 is a weird age because you're like, what used to work doesn't work anymore, and it feels like the safety nets are off. So like push is coming to shove. So I think the headspace was like mourning, reminiscing, and also trying to like get rid of this sense of what do you call it when you have like not a vendetta but like a grudge, or what do you call,
A
yeah,
gripe,
like, or
a
can't
grudge.
forgive, like that feeling of can't
Yeah.
forgiving or not being able to forgive.
Yeah.
I wanted to find forgiveness for like certain things, either like towards myself or other people. And forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's for you. Like I'm carrying and I'm letting someone else or something else have like power over me. I'm sorry, what was the question? Sorry,
Headspace.
let me Yeah, your headspace while
Headspace,
creating the
yeah.
EP. Yeah, you're on track.
So I just wanted to like and also with not feeling great, I wanted to like keep it simple, and I felt like what style kind of met me where I was at was like folk music. It felt the most naked, and I didn't have to do the absolute craziest chords ever. More chords doesn't make for a better song. Inherently, it could make it cooler and it could be cool, but and so that just felt like the simplest kind of plate or the simplest form for me to write how I'm actually feeling. So yeah, that was kind of like where I was at, and building myself back up, like, one piece at a time with doing dishes and writing a simple song, or keeping it to simple chords but with Westward Bound. Like, okay, what if every chord like had a hammer on, and then it'd be like having those little like challenges, or creating little tasks for myself. So yeah, I think that was the headspace.
Okay.
Oh
So
yeah.
you essentially used this the writing process of this EP to kind of build yourself out of the dark spot that you were in.
Yeah, this project really helped me move through
It's awesome.
some things. There's people like music is my therapy, but it helps. It's when I like have a bunch of thoughts that are just re like wrestling with a bunch of thoughts like in my head, and it all gets scrambled. And then once it's like put into something external from me, I feel like I instead of like being wrapped up with certain ideas or thoughts like this, it's like something I can kind of like more so look at.
Yeah, it's more tangible.
Yeah, and it feels like, and also like I'm not my like, you're not your thoughts. It just feels like it's like, oh, that's something I thought before, instead of like, that's something I am or identify with,
Yeah.
I guess is how I put it.
Makes
Yeah.
sense.
Gotcha.
So how do you recommend your fans to listen to CP for the first time? Should you in the car with friends and dark with headphones on? Is it workout EP, party EP? What do you personally recommend?
I recommend that they listen to it. That'd be super sick, in any capacity. I think I like listening to music like in my headphones or in the car. So yeah, maybe like listen to it alone, have a good cry, and if like you like switch out, maybe play that at like with people around.
Yeah,
Hell
absolutely. So this one should be super, super quick off the top of your head. I want you to describe this EP for new listeners in 3 words, no more, no less.
cute, folky, and sad.
Yeah, fits
Yeah,
it
I'll give
well.
you that.
Yeah,
That's fair. No,
Thank
and
you.
then that same train of thought, is there a certain feeling or emotion you want listeners to have while going through the EP?
I don't really know how to take that question. It's pretty much like up to the listener or just like how the music hits them. But I hope that they don't feel alone in their growing pains. And I hope that it's like, oh yeah, no, I've been there. But also like I promise it's gonna be like okay, or things are gonna be better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this whole life thing just like sucks. So you gotta have some sense of hope, and with
Exactly.
yeah. So I don't know. I think that's how I feel, or how I'd like them to take it.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. So are you able to touch on any particularly challenging or standout moments from the creation of this EP, positive or negative?
Think the most challenging part is like analysis paralysis, or since it was the first time like producing, I knew every nook and cranny of the session, and I would like visualize it as I was falling asleep, like the Ableton session view.
Yeah.
And so it's like not about making the right choices, it's about making choices that sit well with you. Yeah, I was like, did I use the right mic for this? Did I really like EQ? Is like is there like enough space carved, or like should we put more emphasis on the kick than the bass? Or all good questions to have, but just like more so going with your gut. You can intellectualize any decision to be like, yeah, this is why it should be in there. But if it doesn't feel good in your chest, then it just doesn't work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So because this was self-produced and you were in there 100%, did you find yourself kind of driving yourself a little insane with getting all nitpicky with all the little grimy details?
Yeah, it was when I had the stems at home. We had like session time, but you know, that there's like a time stamp on that. Deadlines are good for that.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
I think the most difficult part, it would have been cool to have an engineer instead of like running into the control room and like pressing record and giving myself like 16 bars or something crazy to like run back into the live room and put on the headphones. And yeah, so I think having an engineer for the next project could be really sick.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm sure you
Or
got
we were
really.
scrambling to like plug things in, or things got messy and we're like, we need to move on to this. And it wasn't like picking up and making a mess, you know. It wasn't cleaning dishes as you cook, you know.
Yeah, that's
Absolutely.
fair. It adds a little spice to it though, so
Yeah.
maybe not.
It's coming out tomorrow. Yeah, no, thank you.
So for this question, I want you to picture you're on tour, you're at a gas station for a rest stop. What is your snack of choice?
Used to be for the longest time. It's gross. A tuna sandwich and Cheez-Its.
You were that
And a
person on
yerba
the van,
mate.
huh?
Oh man, nasty. Foul.
A fucking tuna sandwich
A
in
menace
a
in
closed
America.
space.
I'm him.
Damn.
He is that
Interview's over, man. Get the
guy.
fuck out of
All
here.
right, it's been cool.
It's been a great time.
Nice.
Had a great time chatting with you, but
Up until this
you know,
point. Yeah.
I'm afraid
Damn.
you're gonna stink up the
Ew.
Zoom with a tuna sandwich.
Oh, that's wild. Oh my God.
Through the camera, bro.
Yeah, damn. Oh my God. And on the topic of food, if your project was a dish, what dish would your project be and why?
I'd like to think it'd be like grilled cheese and like tomato soup, but with like milk in the tomato soup, you know, so like super homey. Yeah,
Nice
that
and
feels
hearty.
right. That feels
That checks
appropriate.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits.
And for the last couple questions, I'm going to shift completely away from music and go straight to death row.
Boom.
So if you're on
Death
death
row.
row, what would your last meal be with a drink?
I was like, where is this going, guys? I'm sorry. Death row final meal
Yeah,
with a
last meal
drink.
on a drink.
Meal with a drink. Probably a tuna sandwich. Cheez-Its and
You're
a
killing me, man. You're fucking killing me. Okay,
yerba.
sorry. Okay, tuna sandwich.
Yeah, tuna sandwich, Cheez-Its and a yerba. I feel like that's something. It's like all reliable. It's a good.
Fitting.
My mom makes like this incredible chili. I'm getting taken out of this world in like the fall time, then definitely chili and cornbread. Crock pot chili my mom makes. It's supreme with a
Fuck
dollop
yeah.
of sour cream.
Absolutely.
And you got to mix the cornbread in with it so it gives it that consistency and it all soaks up.
I know exactly
That's
what you're
it.
talking about. Yeah, fuck yeah.
And a
Hell yeah.
tune. Yeah.
No, I'm fucking banning you from tuna fucking sandwiches, dude.
He dipped the
That
tuna
shit.
sandwich in the
Oh! Dude, don't give him ideas.
You gotta keep an open mind. You're being too conservative
Yeah,
with
you
your
have a
dining
point.
choices.
Would you try a fucking tuna fish sandwich dipped into chili?
Y'all don't know me. Like I'm like the weirdest. I'm the weirdest dude when it comes to like food combinations. Like it's foul. I feel like that's as much as I'd like to disclose.
I think we get the answer that we
I
were
think we
looking
got
for.
it. I
Yeah.
think we get
Not happy with
It.
that answer. If you could live in one fictional world for a week, where would you live?
One fictional world. Probably Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. Like just I love their like wizard battles. It's just like who can like more intensely shake a
Exactly.
stick.
The face really like makes it even more powerful as well.
No,
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what house you are?
I think I took the test. I'm gonna say I can't remember. I'm gonna say Slytherin.
Slytherin? Okay.
Yeah, but
Determined.
I was gonna lie and say Gryffindor because I feel like Slytherin's one of those like red flag, like you scored.
A lot of people think it is, but it's just their whole thing is just determination. So it's
Oh,
just
you're
fucking,
right.
yeah. So you're good,
You're
is what I'm saying.
true.
You're
Yeah, you're
good, you're
true.
good. Yeah.
And I have the honor of asking the last question. Every single person that we've spoken to have said that it is the most important question. What's your favorite color?
I would say probably right now, probably blue.
Nice.
Blue. Okay.
Alright. So as I said, that's all the questions you have today. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
Playing the show tomorrow. I don't know
Nice.
when this is going out.
It'll be after that, but he has
I
played a
figured.
show. I
Show's
played a
done.
show previously.
Yeah.
I would say I'm going on tour with this band, Balin. They're phenomenal. Their vocal harmonies and their songwriting. I'm gonna learn a lot from watching them. So yeah, going on tour with Balin in February. And then yeah, Garden Snake is out in the world. Just be kind to yourself and others. Just give yourself grace. You're doing great.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Sam. It's been John Robert, and we have been the Good Noise Podcast.